Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Patlin here, and welcome to episode 1228 of AskPat 2.0. You're about to listen to an intense conversation between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today we're speaking with Sally Sparks Cousins, who has this amazing brand who helps entrepreneurs narrow their funnels and focus and optimize them. She helps them build, measure, and optimize, as she says. You can find her at Sparkle Class Academy or thefreedomfunnelformula.com. And we'll talk more about that later. But we talk about hiring because she is both a visionary, so she has great ideas and wants to execute on them, and an integrator, somebody who can actually plan and execute and get their hands dirty and actually build things. That is a rare breed. However, it's very important to be able to understand when to let go of certain things and who to let them go to. And today we talk with Sally. We actually do a little, it almost feels like a therapeutic session in a way, because there's a lot of things that she wants to hold on to, but then there's a lot of things that she knows that she's going to get back if she hires the right person. Who does she hire and how does she maximize her time and effort and investment? Well, we're going to talk about that today. So here she is, Sally Sparks Cousins. Here we go. Sally, welcome to Ask Pat. Thanks so much for hanging out and spending time with me today.
It's an honor, honestly. I've been stalking you for a long time, been in SBI since its inception. And
amazing.
When I saw the opportunity to come in and ask Pat a question, how could I not, right?
Yeah, and hopefully you can ask several questions because you got me for about a half hour today or so. So why don't we start with me asking you a question? And Sally, why don't you, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm your in-house automation nerd. And I love sexy numbers and conversion numbers, but I predominantly help coaches, consultants, and course creators to scale to 6 and 7 figures using just one specific dialed in funnel. And I work predominantly in Keep and Kajabi to set up all the automation. So I'm software focused as well. And yeah, I geek out on all of that. I dream about tags and squiggly lines and how to simplify processes.
You're one of those people.
I am. The more complicated somebody comes to me with a problem, the more excited I get when it comes to automation. Yeah.
So when you say like dialing in funnels, what does that usually mean specifically?
You know, you see a lot of people building multiple funnels. We have one specific funnel that we like to use using live events. So boot camps, live webinars, live challenges, those types of things, but choosing one and moving people out of build it phase. So rather than having them building, you know, 3, 4, 5 bridges, we have one, and they're not allowed to build another funnel until we're at least at 5-figure consistent months. And so, like, I have a rule of three. So build it, measure it, and then optimize it, and then just keep optimizing and optimizing and optimizing until you get that consistent sort of 5+ figure months. And then we can add on another type of lead magnet at the front. So generally we start with a 5 sort of day challenge because that's the most forgiving. Webinars, you've got to kind of be on point and, you know, raise the energy really, really fast. Where like over a 5 day event, it's a bit more forgiving and you get to spend more time, I guess, talking with your people so you can get your messaging and honing that in as well. So yeah, that's what we do. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Love it. I mean, I'm in that industry, obviously, that seems to solve a major problem, which is just squirrel syndrome and doing all the things. And I think the biggest advice that anybody could use is just narrow down and focus on optimizing the one before moving on
totally
to the next.
Like I used to teach all the software, right? ClickFunnels, lead pages, you know, all the things. And then as soon as I said, you know what, I'm just going to focus on keeping Kajabi, that's when the business really made that massive shift. You know, we got to multiple 6 figures. And it was as soon as I just started, stop jumping from between software and trying to fix everyone's problem and just saying, I'm only working with people who use Keep and Kajabi.
Well, good for you. That's awesome. Before we move on, where can people go to learn more about what you have to offer in case they're now very curious? Because that was a great pitch, by the way.
SparkleClassAcademy.com is our main website. And we also teach our formula at the Freedom Funnel Formula. So it is the freedomfunnelformula.com. And we run different ways of teaching our formula through there as well.
Very nice. Awesome. Well, what can I help you with? Sounds like things are moving along pretty well. Where do you want to go?
Well, the main reason I reached out to you, I guess, is, you know, we're really at that scaling part of our business right now. And what I'm struggling with the most is team. You know, I'm growing, but the revenue can't support the size of the team that I need to fill all the gaps. I guess it's hard to now work out where to delegate, who to bring on. And I've had a lot of problems with finding the right types of people and the budget to hire experienced people. Maybe I can get one, you know, good experienced person, but it's not enough to hire people that, you know, so we've got a few VAs, we've got a few of those. We've got some experts that come in and they help. Like, so within our community, we've got experts that teach in different areas. But in regards to on the team, it's just really, it's me and another girl that do all of the, I guess, the harder sort of sales. I'm the bottleneck in my business right now. I'm the only one who closes and I can do copywriting, but I don't wake up in the morning and I'm not excited about writing copy. So I guess it's just like, how do I handle a scaling business when the budget can't afford the staff? And then I'm just, yeah, like we're always stretched and pulled really thin, especially I remember solopreneur days, but now this is a different level. It's definitely past that sort of solopreneur. I've gotten past, it was very hard for me to hire.
Oh, it is a very hard thing to do, for sure.
Because I'm good at it all. Well, you know, I'm pretty good at most of the things. And so traction was a huge help. Let go of the vine, Sally, let go of the vine, was a one sentence inside of traction. So I finally started to hire and delegate. And in the early days, I used to trade, right? So I used to trade for clients who wanted to help. So they would come in and help and then they wouldn't have to pay for my services. It was a nice kind of contra deal, but I'm beyond that now. I don't just need helpers. I need experience, but I guess the budgets.
Yeah. So you've built the business, you know, you've measured and now you're in the optimized phase essentially.
Yeah.
And that's definitely where team can come in when you want to scale. Now, I do want to pull back a little bit and ask you about scaling up. What is your ultimate desire? Because sometimes scaling is not actually the answer. And I don't want us to just scale because you can or because that's what everybody else is doing. I want to know what your goals are, because in many cases, the answer is, well, you don't need to scale and you can build this amazing lifestyle and just have exactly what you have now and be happy with it. So I'm curious to know the psychology around scale for you.
So for me, it's filling the gaps of my business that I might be good at, but I don't want to do, so that I can focus on the things that I enjoy the most. So I would like to show up and, you know, do the podcasts and run the high level strategy sessions. But even though I'm really good at building out the tech, I don't want to be in there. I feel like the chef that doesn't want to cook at home. Right? I loved showing and teaching other people. So it's really filling the gaps, but with people that are excited. So I don't want to build myself a corporation. That's definitely what I don't want to do. I don't want to be like a Gary Vee with hundreds of employees and all the things. I come from corporate originally. I did work in a massive corporate job earlier in the day, and I definitely don't want to do that. I still want my team to be small enough that we could all sit around nicely at Christmas lunch together around a table. So I'm thinking sort of, you know, anywhere between sort of 10 to 20 people would be nice, but they are all excited in the position that they wake up in. You know, I always say finding their inner sparkle, finding that area. We've all got to do stuff we don't always enjoy, but just, yeah, filling the gaps of the jobs that I don't want
to
do.
That's a great place to be. And it's so good to know that you don't want to build this like giant agency, because there is a way to do that. You can do that. And you can say, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. So let me ask you, if you could snap your fingers and you were only doing what you wanted to do, don't even worry about the team right now. They're in this scenario there already. Like, what are you doing?
So for me, I like the strategic planning and thinking. So I love looking like at the high level business and looking at all the little, you know, gaps and holes, and then delegating out the jobs that need to be filled.
So you would do that for your clients. You still want to do that for your clients.
I still would want to do that for my clients. So I'd like to turn up a couple of days a week and do the high level strategy with our clients. But then within the business, the same thing. I want to be able to just sit down and whiteboard for the day, you know, like think, actually have thinking time to, rather than just constantly having to get things done. Then once I've plan things out, then I can sort of delegate them. So like my team almost becomes like my best clients, and they're serving my clients. So what I've created is an academy with different success coaches. So I've got an ads expert, I've got a Kajabi expert. She's amazing inside of Kajabi. You know, she was originally a client and just fell in love with Kajabi, and I brought her on. A Keep expert, but people I can talk that high level language to, so they can support the business, but also have other sort of success coaches that monitor our clients. We're very hands-on with our coaching style. We have an open Zoom room that's open 8 hours a day that our clients can just jump into. So
that's cool.
I've been using and running my business like that since 2015. Hello, COVID. Welcome to Sally's world. And all of a sudden, everybody discovered Zoom and I don't have to send out instructions anymore.
Right. That's so funny.
It is an online academy, but with like the elite type of business owners. They've always sort of been in business for at least a year or two or three. I guess being the figurehead, branding, doing interviews, being the founder of the business rather than the CEO and the COO of the business. I would love to find myself a COO, you know, who can manage all of that and manage me too.
So it sounds like you have some team members in place or coaches, right? Specialty coaches that are able to do some of the things that you can also do. So I'm curious about how your mental is about letting go of things. Are you somebody who has a hard time letting go and letting another person sort of take responsibility for that? Or that, has that been okay with you?
At the beginning, it was really hard because I was worried that they wouldn't show up as well. But, you know, I get to stalk in the background and listen to them running sessions, and I've gotten more comfortable with that. So, like, I do like people who show initiative and you know, not I don't want to tell them what to do all the time. So yeah, I think delegating will be fine as long as I've and getting them to show up, because I want success coaches that I can delegate, you know, 12 people to, and they manage those people through our program for 12 months. And then I just do the high level strategy, the planning with them. And then they're checking in with them and assessing their work as it's coming in.
That sounds like it's on its way or there already, which is great.
Yeah. I think my biggest thing is like, I'm hopeless with my time. I need I need somebody who manages me and tells me where to go and where to show up. And so, and like a COO, I mean, and they're super expensive, and to find somebody who has a passion for it, you know, the integrator, right? The integrator. That's what I need. Because I am an integrator and a visionary, but I want to really...
Yeah, you're going to burn out if you continue to be both.
Yeah.
I mean, or you're not going to be the doing what you want to do.
Yeah, I just want to do the visionary stuff.
I mean, we know what the answer is. You need a COO or an integrator, right? Similar to my Matt, but it's an investment, right? You're not paying for them. You're paying to get your time back and your happiness back and like to be able to do these things. Like what would let's play a game. What happens if you have a COO who's able to take care of those things? What are you now able to do? And how's the business running and what does it look like to you? Does the business go under because you have a COO?
No.
Of course not.
No.
It's the opposite. So why are we struggling to make that happen when we know that if, again, I know there's, we got to find the right person and it's going to cost this much. But I mean, yes, we see their like annual payment, but you're not giving them the annual payment all up front. You're giving them a 12th of that up front. And then if it doesn't work out, okay, fine. You find somebody else.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, cause I was like, oh, should I just get a copywriter in first? Because I hate copywriting. Yeah, I guess. Well, that's it. It's a 12th, right? It's a 12th of the payment. And it's biting the bullet, I guess. I can't just keep thinking that that's ads money.
I mean, okay, yeah, it does. It does. But in what ways will that come back? Like, tell me all the ways that that investment will come back.
Yeah, well, it'll free up time. I can spend more time closing because I literally don't get to do as many sales calls as I'd want to.
And closing equals more what?
Money. And then I can like, duh, right? And then I can hire a closer. Like, because this is my thing. Do I hire a COO? Do I hire a closer?
Do you like closing?
I would like to get, I'd love, no. I mean, I can do it, but I would like not to. Like, I've been speaking with a guy to bring in a closer for me, but he wanted 10 consistently booked new people a week. And at the moment, I haven't been because I haven't been able to handle the workload to consistently be booking 10 people a week. We had a setter on, but our leads weren't great. So like I work and I love Amy, but I worked with Amy Porterfield back last year. And then what I did was I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to show these people how easy it is to make a course, right? So I made a course on Canva in a few weeks. And then I attracted in 3,500 people. And then I was like, but this is a shiny ball. What am I doing? I've just brought in all the wrong people. And then I had to look after these people because I felt really bad for them. And then I was serving the wrong people from sort of October last year through to February.
Guess who would tell you not to do that if you had them? Your COO would tell you not to do that.
Right. I know. Another shiny ball. Yes, my COO would have totally told me not to do that. Yeah, because our clients aren't in startup. They're not playing around in Canva. They've got somebody else doing that. So yeah, I kind of dug myself a hole at the end of last year after I helped with Amy's launch. And I should not have done
that. That's okay. That happens. So, I mean, it's a lesson learned, right? It's a lesson learned. But it's just funny because I think you know what the answer is and what you need to do.
I know.
And this is how you get to there, right? What got you here won't get you there. And this is like the next step. And it's not as big of a commitment as probably you're making it out to be, honestly.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of, you know, that 100, 150K, and I'm thinking I see it as like the lump sum.
Right. You should be able to see the ROI from that in the first month, right? Or at least second month and the training. And on the closing stuff, I think you still continue to start doing that. Your COO is not going to be the closer, right? They have other things to take care of, the more annoying things that you don't want to do. But you can always train people to become closers. And sometimes it might be similar to some of your coaches, people who are in your brand already. It could be somebody on the outside. Yes, you can hire for closers who then get a commission or whatever. And again, there'll be more leads coming in because you're going to have more time.
Yes. Okay. I mean, this just sounds so simple, right? But when you're stuck in it, like you just...
I'm sure you've said that to your clients before too.
I know. I do all the time. Yeah.
I know you've said that before.
I totally have. It's just like, go and hire that VA. You'll get your time back in so much time. And as soon as they do, they're thanking me. I guess just because it's such a high level job.
I mean, but at the high level, you get high level returns.
Yes. Yes. And I know there are people on my team that should be paid more as well. Like they're, the way I feel like I'm giving is paying well, right, to my team. I feel that's it. And I know there's also people on my team that should be paid more as well. And I'm like, and then I'm going out and hiring somebody else and still I should be paying them more money. And I'm like, oh, so yeah, but then I'll make more money and I can give them a pay rise.
Right. And on that, there's other ways to make your team feel loved and special without a pay raise. There's, you know, we implemented a 4-day work week in our business and that's been huge. There are other incentives and benefits and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, but yeah, ultimately considering the CEO or the integrator an investment is going to be the biggest mindset shift, right?
Yeah.
Because that will come back with that extra time you have. I mean, it's just, what are the other ways to get time back? There are none in this scenario, right? This is the only way to move forward. So I think that this is going to give you major returns, not just in, you know, cash and whatnot, but just your excitement to wake up and do the things that only you want to do. Like,
yeah,
that's priceless. Even.
Yeah. And I think that the COO needs to be able to use the software. Like I'd like, so at the moment I'm building, right? Like I'm building in Keep, especially all the automation and things like that. That is a huge, huge time suck for me.
You're not the only one building in Keep who's an integrator. I mean, they're out there.
Yeah. Okay. I'll find an integrator who loves Keep. Okay. Yes. That's what I mean.
Those are the only people who are in Keep, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a, like I tried to get in there when it was Infusionsoft and it was just like, oh, I'm going to hire somebody to do this for me because this is insane. So, I mean, you have a blessing and a curse, right? You are both a visionary and an integrator and you can do things and execute on them and have high vision. But the problem is handing that part off so that you can do more vision.
Yeah. Look, I've got a mindset coach who actually did the wealth dynamics test on me. And normally it's like this weird triangle shape, right? Where you're good in, mine was a circle. And that made me realize why I'm good at the things is because I am actually good at the things. It was a circle.
Yeah, and she, that's how I am.
Yeah, right. And she made me realize, and this was a huge reason why I started hiring and why I struggled to hire in the first place. Now I do want to hire. But yeah, I think you've given me clarity that I just need to bite the bullet and just do it.
It's not a bullet. It's a pinch.
It is a pinch. It is.
Oh man, I think a lot of people are going to need to hear this episode too, and even myself too at the same time. But anyway, I think we know what to do, and I'm excited because I want to follow up with you. I love what you're doing. I think again, where can people go to dig into your work and perhaps be a client one day? Where should they go?
Yeah. So if they want to come and check out our formula, it's thefreedomfunnelformula.com. And we run trainings on that all the time. And then also you want to sort of just dig into the Sparkle world, you can go to thesparkleclassacademy.com and that'll take you to all the things, all the socials, all the things there. Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Okay. Yeah.
No, this is great.
Now I'm going to have to go and start planning a job description for a CEO who can use Keep.
And you know, you can also get your current employees involved in that conversation so they know what this hire will do, not just for you, but for them as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In the long run, especially. And if you can get them involved, they can be a part of the hiring process or at least some of the higher ups that are in there.
Oh, and I'm well known in the Keep industry. I should just go straight into the Keep groups and talk to people in there. I don't think, oh my goodness.
Yeah, what are they doing?
It's like you know? Whole moments.
Okay, that's what we do here. So anyway, Sally, this has been incredible.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Sally. What an epic and perhaps life-changing conversation. Hiring somebody like a COO, just like I did with Matt back in the day, who's now become the CEO of the company, to take myself even more out of the weeds of the business and to be able to just create content now, has just been absolutely incredible. And I know it's going to come back in many ways for Sally. It's just a big sort of, you know, investment for sure, but it may not be as big as we think because, you know, it's yes, a salary of six figures likely for a position like that. But remember, those ROIs will come sooner, right? And it's 1/12 for the first month, not the whole thing. So anyway, just a different way to approach this so that we can actually just be more comfortable with the things that we need to do to get to where we want to go. And hopefully this helps you in some way, shape, or form. If you want to check out Sally, you can check out thefreedomfunnelformula.com. And I think it's going to help you out. So definitely check her out. And again, thank you, Sally. I appreciate you. Look forward to chatting and catching up with you again in the future. And for everybody listening, thank you. And if you haven't yet tried to check out SPI Pro, it is a safe community where you can come in as an entrepreneur, see if it's the right fit for you. And if it's not, we have some other options for you as well. But head on over to spipro.com. You can read what it's all about. And we have hundreds of entrepreneurs in there just like you who are helping each other out, who are serving each other, who are asking questions, who are presenting to each other, who we help hold accountable, who are finding mastermind companions with. It's just such an amazing, amazing thing. If you haven't checked it out yet, spipro.com, go ahead and apply because we have a big, big announcement coming up very shortly here and I don't want you to miss out on it. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And just again, thank you for all the reviews and all the amazing feedback. We continue to drive more Ask Pat episodes. So make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss out on that. Until the next one, cheers, peace out, take care. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Peace. Thanks for listening to Ask Pat at askpat.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. Ask Pat is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.